Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Welcome to another version of the DDP. That's the Deeper Daily Podcast. 5 minutes of your time every day. Not taking too much of your time, just enough to sort of give you a little bitty sampling of the wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I take these podcasts in advance. That's probably pretty obvious, but I'm not getting up in the middle of the night and doing it, and that's when it posts a lot of times in all of our devices. We do them in advance, and I'll do several at a time, and when I'm recording these, it's actually early October, and you're listening to them at the end of October. So for me, I have been home just a few days from a conference that I did in West Virginia with my good friend Dr. Len Hiles, the Word of Deliverance Conference. We've been a part of that as a minister for the last couple of years, and I've been attending it for about 3 years. And I had an awesome time. And I want to just greet all of my friends that were at the conference that told me, there was a lot of you that said, I listen to the DDP, or I listen to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We listen to it every day. So I just want to say hello to you, give a shout out, and thank you for coming up to me and expressing what a great blessing this has been. I also want to say hello to so many new people that I met that I'd never... Because a lot of these people I see in these conferences, and they've contacted us before, but there were several people we had never met that just came. Some even drove distances to be there because they knew we were going to be there preaching, and I was so honored by that. And so I give a shout out to all of those of you, and just thank you so much for the kindness, and thank you for sharing with me your time. People always say thank you for sitting down and talking to me, and I think, man, are you kidding? Thanks for sharing with me all the good things that God's doing in your life. I ministered that night several different passages, kind of all over the place a little bit, but the central theme was how to see the kingdom of God. Jesus said in John 3:3 to Nicodemus, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. And I talked about what that kingdom is and what it entails. And one of the things that came up in the preaching, a couple of things came up. One of those little rabbits we dealt with even recently in the John study, when we talked about Thomas putting his hands in the side and the hands of Jesus and believing. But one of the things that popped up in that message was where Jesus said he was accused once of casting out devils by the power of the devil. And Jesus said, what good would it do for Satan to cast out his own kingdom? Because any kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And I brought out that in this message of grace and kingdom, we have to be careful not to have a spirit of sectarianism where we splinter ourselves on doctrinal issues because we think we've found the truth of grace and all these other people are still in the blindness of mixture and we've somehow got something they don't have. That is a very denominational spirit. It's a sectarian spirit, and it's the kingdom being divided against itself. The kingdom of God, we have no right to divide the kingdom even on doctrinal issues unless that doctrine excludes the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished work. In that, I'm not going to compromise the clear voice of redemption. But there's a lot of stuff we're making an enormous deal out of that are not what saves people. And the Lord spoke into my heart, and I shared that in that sermon, and I've shared it in other places as well, that so many people that I'm saying, oh, they're not walking in the light of God's grace, they've accepted my Jesus, and they are as saved, as silly a term as that sounds like, but they are as saved as I am. They've accepted him by faith. Grace has went to work. Even people motivated by fear who came to Christ because they were scared of going to hell, their faith met Jesus, and they are saved. Granted, there may be some bondages and there's some areas of their life where they're walking in guilt and condemnation, and that's causing them problems and they're going back underneath performance. But the reality is they know my Jesus. I'm not going to fracture the kingdom so that we get this warm and fuzzy feeling that we all got the same doctrine all the time. Let's start right there tomorrow, because I'm kind of on a roll with that. We'll keep going right there. I'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.